this one here. Torrey Way, Northwest London, second day of Chol HaMoed, Wednesday, 31st of March, Chai Nissan, Rav Shlomi Yitzchok Bixen, Shpana Shlita.
The Yontav of Pesach is Baruch Hashem blessed with many, many mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs that we can only be mekayim on this Yontav, as the Chasam Sofer would famously say, that the only mitzvah bizman hazeh that we have on the midah da'achila, which means that there's a specific item that we must eat and we make a bracha on that item, is only the mitzvah of matzah. Even though we find on sukkahs there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, but there isn't anything specific that you have to eat. Avada, if you're having a suda, yontav suda, you have pas, so you mekayim the mitzvah of basukkahs teju shivas yomim with the mitzvah of pas. But nowhere does it say beferish that you have to eat pas. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Pesach, we have the mitzvah of Be'erev Toich Lo Matzois, which is a specific mitzvah that you have to eat matzah. And Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, there were mitzvahs of eating karbonos, as Rashi brings down in Sefer Shmuel, that they would make a brocha, Asher Kedushonu B'mitzvoisov, V'tzivonu Al Achilas HaZevach. But today, we don't have that. Now, when it comes to the inyan of mitzvahs, we have a concept of shomer mitzvah lo yeda dovaro, that a person that's oisik in a mitzvah, a person that's involved in doing a mitzvah, doesn't know of any bad things. It's a pasuk in Keheles, as Shlomo HaMelech says. Now, we find this concept in Halacha as well, where the Rama brings down in Siman Tof Nun Hei, by the dinem of Maim Shalonu, as we know that when you bake matzahs, specifically matzah shal mitzvah, some are makbet any matzahs, that you have to use specific water. And the reason is because Chazal were choshesh that if a person would use stamazoy water that they drew right away and baked with it, there's a chashash that the water may have some kind of a chamimus, and that chamimus can be gorim mechimutz, which is why you have to draw the water at shkia time, and you have to allow the water to be lon es halaylo. They have to stay overnight, and then you can only use it. And that is why you have to be makpid on any matzahs that you should use only maim shalonu. And we know the famous story, the Gemara, that the people thought Rabba Darshan maim shalonu, they thought our water, but lamaisa, maim shalonu, it has to be water that stayed overnight. Now, there is a halacha that says that if lo yaleinu, there's a mace, Bishchuno, there's a barmanon, a person that was nifter, all the water that was drawn has to be spilled out. So the Ramos says, V'ein lishpoich maim shalonu, mikoyach meis. You should not spill out the water, of the special water for matzahs, you shouldn't spill out. Oy tekufa. Another thing which we find in Halacha is that when the tekufa falls out, we have arba tekufa is bashana, four seasons, and one of them is tekufas nisan. And Tekufas Nissan can fall out in the time right before Pesach. So if the Tekufa falls out, the din was that you had to spill out the water. So the Ramah says that Maim Shalonu, you shouldn't spill out. Why shouldn't you spill it out? Because Shoymer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovaro, that even though there's an Inyan that this water may have a problem, but since it's designated for a mitzvah, then there's a Shmira. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Taz that not only shouldn't one spill out this water, but he says, Azoi, Mayim Sheheichen Lamatzes Mitzvah, Ein Nochoin Leshofchon. You shouldn't spill it out. Af im Efsheloi Bekal Lahasig Mayim Acherim. In other words, we could have thought that maybe the din is, if a person is going to spill out the water and needs to bake matzahs, what should he do? So he's in a bind. But if a person has other choices, other brayers, or there's still a few days before Pesach, whatever it may be. So the Chayre, in such a case, you should spill out the water. Says the Taz, no, you shouldn't spill it out. Why? If we believe in the Chazal, we believe in the Torah, so Shlomo HaMelech says, Shomer Mitzvah L'Yedah Dovaroh. So B'Dibrei Kabbalah, we have this inyan that anyone that's oisik in a mitzvah will not have a problem. Now, the same din we find in a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Brachas, Mishabura brings it down in Simar Reishvov, where the Magen Avraham speaks about a case where a person made a bracha, Shahakol Nia B'dvaroi, thinking that he wants to drink water, and then someone tells him, you know, there's a Meis B'shchuna, or the Tekufa is Nafla. What should he do? He made a bracha, and now he can't drink the water. Says the Mishabura in the name of the Magen Avraham, he should drink a little bit of the water, even though there's this chashash of whatever problem it may be with the inyan of a meiz b'shchuna. V'yishpoi chashar v'im amruloi shatkufa nefeles v'yesh os chashash shakona lishtes amayim. So yash m'ten ma'ata shetaber atkufa. In other words, by a meiz, there's no two ways about it. There's a meiz, so you have to spill it out. By tkufa, you can wait. So then you should wait. V'achach yishte. But Lemaisa, he says that in other words, he says, what do I accomplish by waiting? Some hold that once the water was drawn, it's already a problem, even if you're going to wait. Any water that was drawn, b'shas the tekufa nafla, you have a problem. Says the Mishnebrura, ki ki shoymer mitzvah lo yeda dovaro. So we see a concept that when a person is oisik in a mitzvah, then he has a protection and there's no problem. And the emes is that this resonates very strongly and very well with the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, the famous Gemara, where the Gemara says, Tana legaba bedikas chametz, ein mechayvin oisa lachnis yodoy lechoyrin en lezdokin mishum sakona, that when it comes to bedikas chametz, you don't have to start searching in all the nooks and crannies that they used to have in olden times, as we see in the Gemara in Baba Metzia, that you have the Chirin Shivakoysel, and there's a Shiloh when you find it, to which side of the wall, the side that's closer to the outside, to the inside. So in olden times, walls had many, many nooks and crannies. So the Gemara says, Eim achai v'noyse lahachnes, you don't have to be boidik chometz, mipnei ha-sakono. So the Gemara says, what sakona? Inei ma-sakonas akrov, that maybe there's a scorpion or a snake there lurking. So the question is, ki ishtamash, heich ishtamash. You only have to be boidi chometz in a place that's machnes boi chometz. So if you used it, then you weren't choshesh. So now all of a sudden it's convenient to be choshesh b'nei ha-sakona. That doesn't work that way. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about nofla ma'poilus. In other words, that there was a wall, and b'shas was standing, he was comfortable because he was able to see. But now that it collapsed, there's a chashash that maybe there's creepy crawlies there that can damage him, can be mazik. So there the Gemara says that you don't have to be boidik mipnei ha-sakona. So the Gemara fragged, how could you say there's a chashash sakona? Va'omar Rabbi Elazar, shluche mitzvah ein nizokin, that a person that's oisik in a mitzvah is ein nizik. So lemaise, the Gemara's miskona is shchiach hazeike shana. That if there's shchiach hazeike is shana, so again, you have here a concept of shoyma mitzvah lo yeda dovaro, but, okay, if it's shchiach hazeike, it's andish. Now, there's a very big kasha on this concept of Shemi Mitzvah Yedeh Dovaro from a Rosh in Masechtas Pesachim. The Rosh in Masechtas Pesachim says something fascinating. We know that we have a Mishnah that says that when you eat the morer, you metabol b'chazeres. And there's a machloike if chazeres is a mitzvah, or if it's only charoid, I'm sorry, thank you, that you metabol b'charoid, the morer, you metabol b'charoises. And the Sha'ila is whether charoises is a mitzvah, mishim heker, mishim zeichelotit, or maybe it's only mishum kafa, which means that there's a certain worm that grows in this morer, and it's dangerous. And the kafa, the haroises, will kill it, will remove it. So that's why you have to dip into haroises. That's the Gemara. So now we have an interesting din. What happens if a person only has one, only morer? In other words, we, Baruch Hashem, are blessed that when it comes to karpas, we have many choices. The main thing is that we should make a bracha boyer pri adoma. Someone asked me, literally, older person, if they can eat a banana for karpas. So I said, technically, yes, because the main thing is you should make a boyer pri adoma, which later will pat to the morer. So agam, you know, it's not traditional. You know, I wouldn't recommend you have any einiklach there to see the zayda eating a banana for karpas. But be'etzem, karpas is an open-ended thing that you have choices, and even today you have people that use radish, some people use potatoes, some people use parsley, and as yodua, The Reb Nosson Adler said you should use a celery. But, you know, we have choices. Now, the question is, what happens if a person only has morer? And in olden times, it could have been quite common, because all these choices we have today is something that they didn't have in olden times. So the question is, what do you do if you only have only morer, let's say a horseradish? So the Mishnah says that you eat it anyway for karpas, but you make a bracha boyer pri adoma and al achilas morer, and then later you only eat it, you don't make al achilas morer, and you yoytze the mitzvah. So the question is that, what if a person only has morer? Do you need to dip the morer the first time into charoises? Because we know, shtei pa'amim, one is the karpas in the salt water, and one is the morer in the charoises. Now the question is, do you need to dip in the morer into charoises the first time around? So the Rosh says, it's in Perik Yud, Halacha Chof Hei, in Masechtas Pesachim. So he brings the Mishnah, where the Mishnah clearly speaks about that you only have one only morer, and that's how the Gemara explains it. And he says, Perish Rashbam, the Tibul Zelahoy Bacharoises, Midaloy Mitkar Charoises at Tibul Shein. We only see in the Mishnah Charoises by the second Tibul, by the morer. V'chein hoya noyeg Rabbeinu Tam, Shaloy hoya metabul Tibul Rishon Bacharoises, and he only did it by the second time. Now the question is, Vim Toymar, Frag de Rosh, Tinach Hecha de Iste Shar Yarki. You have other vegetables, you have radish, you have potatoes, whatever it may be. No, fashteich, why? You don't have to dip it into charoises. Elam is nisim da airi, but the lesle shayarki. The Mishnah clearly speaks about, that's the whole Gemara with mitzvah tzrichas kavona, but the Mishnah clearly speaks about that you only have one vegetable, only the horseradish, the morer. So if you only have the morer, frag the rosh, why shouldn't you have to dip it in to charoises? V'tanakam esvilei charoises mishim kafe. What happened to the sakona the first time around? Why are we only choshesh of sakona the second time? The teretz Rabbeinu Yoina, Rabbi said, listen carefully. He brings from the Rabbeinu Yoina. Mishum the tibul rishon ain't a lechiyev. The first tibul is not a chiyev. It's only like keira mishum sheyishalo atinoikis. Uregil in kol hashana, he says sheoichen chazeres b'loy charoses. People eat horseradish all year round, and we never find that we should use charoises. The einam choshishim lekafa, gam atonam aloi choshu chachomim im yoichlu beloi charoises, kemoisha oisin, b'shari moisha shona. What's different than the whole year? Ah, yes, the fregen akasha oi bazoi. Why by the second time, when you're eating morer l'shem mitzvah, you are dipping it into charoises, says the Rosh, avol tibul sheini shehu shel mitzvah hizhiru chachomim shelo yehei boi chashash sakono shteido and the Rosh HaGavaldige tifa zach, that be'etzem when it comes to, let's say, sofik pikuach nefesh, there's a very big shaila. What exactly means a sofik pikuach nefesh? Everything could be a sofik pikuach nefesh, because if you start thinking, you know, if you start thinking negative, you can think, you know, maybe a person should be allowed, every single person should be allowed to walk on the street with a telephone on Shabbos, even when there's no Erev, because maybe someone is going to call him that's having a heart attack. Now, everyone understands that that's a chuchet lila, because, you know, who are you? If you're a tzolah member and, you know, you're on rota now, so then things start changing. But stamazoi, we're not starting to be choshes stamazoi in the Veltaran. So what is the gedder? So many achroinim bring a gedder of, let's say, 1 in 1,000. Or 1 in 1,000 is, we have rise that it's not considered a sofik, and other places there is. There's a very big discussion what exactly means a sofik. So, pshat is azoi. When a person eats morer a whole year, avada, there is a chance of having kafa. But what are the chances? I mean, has anyone heard of a person dying or being nizik from eating morer? I don't think so. Novus then, Chazal said, there is such a chashash. So if it's Stamazoi ben Egeya, Mila da Alma, Avada, we have halachas of sofik, and this does not qualify as a sofik pikuach nefesh. But because you're being mekayim a mitzvah, we don't want in any way, shape, or form there should be even a tzad
of something happening while a person will be, is doing a mitzvah. Why? Because Lamaise, imagine what people are going to say. That if something, a one-off is going to happen, that someone was nizik because he ate maror, what are people going to say? Look, he was makayim a mitzvah, and this is what happened. So therefore, Chazal said, b'shom oifen, don't do it in a way that there is even a tzad sakana. Do it in the safest way possible. That's why you have to eat charoises. But stamazoy, when you're eating mori, and in a certain way, it's mamash a stirim in a bay. You're eating, the first time you're eating mori, and you're not dipping it in, and then a bit later you're doing it, and you are. But this is what the Rosh says, that the pshat is that when it comes to a mitzvah, we must make sure that the mitzvah stays, you know, no bad name, so to speak, goes out on the mitzvah. Freg the yavetz. We have a klal of shomer mitzvah lo yede dovar ra, and here not only are you not saying this klal, but you're bending over backwards, so to speak, to make sure that there's no tzad of sakon. So we need to be able to be magdir a bit. What exactly is the shomer mitzvah lo yede dovar ra? When do we say it and when don't we say it? How do we say it? So perhaps we can suggest as follows. There's a very, very interesting discussion. Benogeya, the din of a katlanis. What's a din of a katlanis? A katlanis means that a woman that was married twice, according to some shittas, and according to some shittas three times, and her husband died. So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's a Gemara, that she can't marry anyone else because we see that there's something wrong. Where's the makar of katlanis? The makor of katlanis is by the story in Parshas Vayeshev with Yehuda and Tamar. So Yehuda had a son Er, he had a son Oinon, and they were both married to Tamar. So first Er died, then Oinon died, and then Shelah was the next, was the third. And Yehuda said, "No, he you know Shvi Almano Beis Ovich," and he said, "Ki Omar Pen Yomus Gamhu Keechov." And he told her she should wait at Ki Yigdal Shelah. Now, the question is, so we see that there's a din of katlanis. Now, there's a very big shaila whether the din of katlanis is also negeya b'mokim yibum. In other words, you have a woman that was married to one husband, and the husband died, and then another husband, and the husband didn't leave children. Now, she is nofeles lifnei hayovim, but she's a katlanis. So the question is, what is the din? Do we say the din of katlanis even by a mitzvah of yibum? Or do we say that because it's a mitzvah of yibum, shoymer mitzvah lo yeda dovera? Now, this is a shaila that came up many years ago in the city of London. The chief rav of the Sfardim was someone by the name of Reb Shlomo Elyon, and he was a Sfardi, and he was a chacham, and they asked the Shaila to the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi lived in Wandsbek, in Hamburg, and he was considered a very big poisek, and even the Sfardim respected him. And basically, this Shaila came to the Chacham Tzvi. So the Chacham Tzvi, it's a long tshuva, it's a very nice tshuva, very longish tshuva, many different inyonim of Yibum, but Chalitza. But one thing which came up was this inyan, that they said that this woman, that was the Shaila, she already had two husbands that died, so to speak, under her guard. And therefore, there's a Shaila of Katlanis. So the Chacham Tzvi brings one of the Gedoyla Aposkim, the Marlbach, he was in the times of the Bes Yosef, and he writes that there's no din of Katlanis by the mitzvah of Yibum. So if Stamazoy, there's a din of Katlanis, in the Shulchan Aruch, you see, the Makar is from Tamar and Yehuda, which was an Inyan of Yibum, of sorts, but we'll see in a minute. But the Halacha doesn't speak about Yibum. The Halacha in Evan Ezer, the Siman, in Shulchan Aruch, that says a Katlanis is a problem. But he says that if it's B'mokim Yibum, B'mokim Mitzvah, there's no din of Katlanis. And the Chacham Tzvi is choylik on him, and he goes through many of the different rayas that he brings, and he says, I'm not convinced. And basically, what the Chacham Tzvi brings up is that just like we see that b'mokem de shchiyah hezekah, we have a din of even a shlicha mitzvah is nizik, so why shouldn't we say that this is also an inyan of Shchiyach Hazekah. And he says, Mashukos of Arav, what the Marlbach says, the Shoimer Mitzvah Leyeda Dovaro, Man Leimelon, the Loy Shchiyach Hazekah Mikra. Maybe it's Shchiyach Hazekah, and in such a case, we're not going to say that Shoimer Mitzvah Leyeda Dovaro. Then he goes in and he brings some very nice, it's very geschmack, you know, b'derech andrush, but you know, he works around with the inyan of the story with Yehuda and Tomer. So what happened by Yehuda and Tomer? That Yehuda said, no, he doesn't want to give her because he was scared. Penyomus gamhu. And Rashi says that doicha hoya oisa bekash. When he told her, you know, shvi almona beis ovich at ki yigdal shelo, that be'etzem, he was just giving her an excuse, but shloi hoya bedatoi lahasi aloi. He had no plan to marry off Shayla to this woman. Ki omar penyomus mechzekes hui zu sheyomusu anosheo. And he didn't want to, you know, allow Shayla to marry. The Ramban frekt akasha. The Ramban frekt, I don't understand. Yehuda was the Godel Ador. Yehuda, you know, he had a problem telling her, Rebbetzin, you're a katlanis, and therefore, you know, you can't marry this man. And just tell her the truth. You know, why did he have to, like, tell her, no, he's still a child, at ki yigdal Shayla. You know, why couldn't he tell her the truth? That's what the Ramban frekt. Lo yadati, lama yizbaish Yehuda v'yasira l'sheila, k'moy sh'omrin nesun betray zim and have a chazoka. So, what the Chacham Tzvi wants to say is that be'etzem, we see from here that mitzad the din of katlanis itaka wasn't such a big problem, because since it's a b'mokem mitzvah, then he was allowed to marry her. Not as then, as a father, you know, he didn't feel comfortable allowing his third son to marry this woman. So the Chacham Tzvi wants to bring a raya from there that perhaps we see that Hitaka did learn, Hitaka did hold that the Makom Mitzvah there's no problem. Then there's another shtickle from the Noida B'Yehuda who says very geschmack. He says azoi, be'etzem, the poskim speak about what happens if you have a woman that's a katlanis, but there are reasons why the husband's died. Let's say she married a man that wasn't well. Right, he was sick when she married her. So why are you blaming her? Or such type of things. Or he had an accident. So, you know, an accident, we'll see in a minute what the reasons for katlanis is. You know, lav dafke, that it's her fault. So, says the Noida B'Yehuda, Yehuda knew why Er and Oinon died. Right, the Torah says they died because they did averis. So oy bazoi, it's not her fault. So be'etzem, mitzad din katlanis, it wouldn't apply. It was only doich oise bekash, because at the end of the day, he didn't feel comfortable. You know, sometimes, you know, everything clubs, the shidduch, it would be a good shidduch, but you know, it's a tzitnish. So Yehuda, he had personal negias, personal reasons why he didn't want her to, this woman to marry his third son. So he said whatever he said, because mitzad din katlanis, we have a few reasons why there shouldn't be a din of katlanis. Number one is because, you know, they had a reason why they died. It's not you don't blame her for their averus. And the second reason is because maybe that when it's b'makom yibum, there is no problem of the din of katlanis. So now, let's take it a step further. There's a tshuva Chasam Sofer, where the Chasam Sofer speaks about this whole thing, and he brings the Chacham Tzvi, he brings the Noida B'Yehuda, and the Chasam Sofer wants to suggest as follows. What is the reason why a katlanis is not allowed to marry a third husband? So there's a machloikis, there's two reasons. One reason is because we say mayono goyrim, which means that this woman, whoever lives with her, has, you know, gets some kind of a bug, let's call it, and, you know, he's not marich yomim. So if it happens once, twice, and if we say twice is chazoka, three times, then, you know, that's it. She can't marry anyone else because anyone that's going to live with her is going to have the same fate. But then there's another reason of why we should say the din of katlanis. Mazal agorim. You know, sometimes a person has a bad mazal. So Nebuch, this woman has a bad mazal. Now, there's a tshuva Noida B'Yehuda where he wants to work around with the inyan of if we say that it's mazal agorim, what's mazal? Her mazal is that, you know, a woman needs a husband to look after her, and you know, for parnosa, and this woman is destined to be kilu, you know, a shlemazel, a lo yitzlach, and that's why her husband's died. So the Noida B'Yehuda has a tzad to say that if you have a wealthy woman that doesn't need a husband, then the whole din of katlanis shouldn't apply. And he even has a tzad, halacha lamaisa, the Chasam Sofer is not happy with it, but the Noi de Behuda, you can look it up, the Noi de Behuda has a tzad to say that if you have a woman that is a isha ashira, and she doesn't need the parnas of her husband, so he says that maybe such a woman, the din of katlanis doesn't apply. Because the whole din is, if we say mitzad mazl goyrim, is that, you know, we see that her bad mazl is following her, she doesn't have a bad mazl, she's going to support the husband. So oy bazoi, the whole din doesn't apply. So again, we see that ma'ar betarim with a different tam. Okay. Yatzazoi. So lemaisa, perhaps we can suggest that this din of shomer mitzvah lo yeded avara, whether we say it or not, when we say it or not, perhaps we can say that there's a difference between something that's a chashash sakona be'oifen tivi, or something that's a chashash sakona be'oifen seguli. So let's take, for example, when it comes to the inyan of mayim, yeah, spilling out water bezman atkufa, bezman sheyesh meiz b'shchuna. It's not something that's logic. V'sachilik, I mean, has anyone ever, in science, from a scientific point of view, it doesn't make sense. So then we can say that avada, there's an inyan, you know, ruach ro, whatever it may be, but if it's a mitzvah, shoyim a mitzvah lo yeda dovaro. But if it's something that's be'etzem a tivi is the good thing, not only can't we just say shoyim a mitzvah lo yeda dovaro, because you ain't samchen al anes, but maybe fakert, we shouldn't allow a person to do something which may, in the end, give a shame ra to the mitzvah. So, first we understand the inyan of why the Ramah says by the Mayim that don't spill it out, and you shouldn't spill it out according to the Taz. And the same by a bracha, if you made a bracha, drink, and don't worry about the problem of riach ra, because shoyim a mitzvah de'edet over ra. But when it comes to kafa, kafa is something which, even though we don't know about it, it's because it's a one-off, and mitzad hilcha sakana, there's no din, we don't know about it, but Chazal said that this is a sakana. What type of a sakana? It's a metzias diga sakana. So if it's a metzias diga sakana, don't rely on shoyim a mitzvah le'edet over ra, because ein samchen al anes. And even though mitzad hilcha sofet pikuach nefesh, you don't have to be choshesh, that's only stamazoi. But if it's a mitzvah is involved, we don't want the mitzvah to have that shemra. Now, when it comes to katlanis, it depends what the time is. If the time is mishim mayona goyrim is a metzias. We see that this woman, there's something with her that anyone that lives with her, you know, will die. So that's something which is a metzias. So if it's a metzias, that even if it's a b'mokeh mitzvah, there's a chashash. But if we say mazal goyrim, mazal is not a metzias, it's more of a ruchnes digi thing. So there we can say that if it's b'mokeh mitzvah, shoyim a mitzvah l'yeda dovara. Now with this yesoid, we can maybe understand something which, you know, many people sometimes grapple with. There's a very big shaila about mayim achroinim. Right? Some people, so the Shulchan Aruch, very interesting, in Sima Kuf Pei Aleph, says in Sif Aleph, Mayim Achroinim Choyva. That's Sif Aleph. Mayim Achroinim Choyva. What's the reason for Mayim Achroinim? Because, there's two reasons, but one reason is because of the Melech Sodomis, that's Mesamah Sayanayim. Where is that Melech Sodomis? It lingers around, and it could be there's a one off chance that in the soul that you used for the Suda, that's where you had some of the Melech Sodomis. Then we have in Sif Yud, the end of the siman, yes, she'ein ha'agim nitla mayim achroinim, and the reason is because, you know, Melech Sodomis is not motzu beinenu, and therefore we don't have to be choshesh. So kenzan, that this is the shaila here, that be'etzem, to begin with, why should a person have to be wash mayim achroinim because of Melech Sodomis? I mean, whoever has ever heard of Melech Sodomis being mazik, the teretz is, and a chanam, but that's only mitzad hilchas sofik pikuach nefesh. There's no problem because in hilchas sofik it's one in who knows how many. But when it comes to in of a mitzvah, we don't want that because he used that for the hamoitzi and he used that, you know, for the suda, that it should even on a one off chance have epis hahezek. So therefore, we say mayim achroinim choyva. So again, we see from here that maybe, even though we have a yesoid of shomer mitzvah lo yeda dover ro, but that's only when it comes to a segula diga sakona. But when it comes to a metzis diga sakona, we can't rely on any nisim, because at the end of the day, we have to be careful. But avada, we do have the shmira of shomer mitzvah lo yeda dover ro, which means that a mitzvah protects a person, it's magina imatzla, and be'ezus Hashem, with all the mitzvahs that we're mekayim over this Yom Tov of Pesach, we should be zoicha to lo yeda dover ro, and we should have only achtoy v'chesed defuni kol yimei chayenu.